Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio. Over at BrokenSea.com, we produce all kinds of audio fiction. BrokenSea.com. Resistance is fertile.
SFFAudio.com. The sound of tomorrow. Explore the limitless worlds of the imagination with SFFAudio.com. Reviews and features, audiobooks, online audio, full cast audio drama and radio theater. The ultimate source for news from the world of science fiction and fantasy audio, brought to you by the most trusted team in the business. SFFAudio.com. The future never sounded so good.
Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my Redeemer. Lawgiver
was visited by the Minister of Science, who arrived with an ancient scroll and a very worried look on his face. "Lawgiver," he said, "this scroll was found in a hidden vault during renovations at the Ministry. It was written by Virgil." The Lawgiver took the 600-year-old scroll and read it. Virgil told the story of his and Caesar the Great's trip to the Forbidden City in the Eastern Desert, and of the truth of Earth's fate they discovered. "Who else has read this scroll?" asked the Lawgiver. "Only me, Lawgiver," he answered. "The human who found it can't read." "From this day forward, the Eastern Desert will forever be designated a forbidden zone. No ape shall ever travel there again," ordered the Lawgiver. "You will assume the position of Chief Defender of the Faith. Your mission will be to keep the contents of this scroll secret and to do everything possible to prevent this terrible future from coming to pass. This sacred duty will be passed from you to your son and his son and all your descendants in the House of Zaius."
And now, Planet of the Apes.
Come on. Come on, Nova. Coming, Doctor.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good. I'd hate to have to shoot you.
Beast.
Bastard. Now we have an understanding. Zaius, move. You have been busy, Cornelius. Oh, man. An ape made excavation in the floor of the cave. What is that, 10 foot wide? 8 foot deep?
Yes. Is it necessary that you treat him so...
Zaius?
Yes. Dr. Zaius.
Zaius?
But it's so uncivilized.
Uncivilized? Oh, please, Zira. He was going to have you executed. Or don't you remember that?
Well, but...
Don't get any ideas, Zaius. Move!
Yes. Human.
Go on.
Present your evidence, Cornelius.
Yes. You see, Dr. Zaius, here, it was at this level I discovered traces of an early ape creature. Stage of primitive barbarism, really. dating back roughly 1,300 years. It was here I found cutting tools and arrowheads of quartz and the fossilized bones of carnivorous gorillas. Right. But the artifacts lying at your feet were found here, at this level. And that's the paradox. The more ancient culture is the more advanced. Admittedly, many of these objects are unidentified, but clearly they were fashioned by beings with a knowledge of metallurgy.
Go on, Cornelius. Pay attention, Doctor.
Of course.
Yes. Indeed, the very fact that these tools are unknown to us could suggest a culture in certain ways almost equal to our own. The evidence is uncontestable.
Don't speak to me in absolutes. The evidence is contestable. To begin with, your methods of dating the past are crude, to say the least. There are geologists on my staff who would laugh at your speculation.
Perhaps that's why they're on your staff.
Amusing, human.
Go on, Cornelius.
Yes. You see,
Secondly, if these tools, as you call them, are unidentified, why are you introducing them as evidence of anything?
But there's the doll, sir. Cornelius, show him the doll.
What?
Right there. The human doll.
What? What does this prove? My granddaughter plays with human dolls.
Cornelius, tell him!
Oh, this is nonsense. Let Taylor's female play with it. That's all it's worth. As for you, Cornelius, if this charade continues much longer...
Listen, Doctor.
Yes.
A doll alone proves nothing. True. But the doll was found beside the jawbone of a man. And no trace of simian fossils has turned up in this deposit.
Your conclusion is premature. Have you forgotten your scripture? The 13th scroll? And Proteus brought the upright beast into the garden and chained him to a tree. And the children made sport of him.
No, sir, I haven't forgotten.
Well, for a time the ancients kept humans as household pets. Until the lawgiver proved that man could not be tamed. Keep digging, Cornelius. You'll find the evidence of the master of this house. An ape.
Are you going to let that pass without an answer?
Yes, I have to agree. From all you found so far, his position's good as yours.
Well, you see, even the condemned cannot refute the wisdom of the lawgiver.
I never said you or your lawgiver were right.
What?
What are you doing there, Taylor?
Reconstructing a life. Care to have a look? These metal pieces were found near the human doll, right?
Yes.
Well, whoever owned them was in pretty bad shape. Effective eyesight. Thick lenses for astigmatism from hell, or a pair of heavy-duty reading glasses. And thousands of years old by the look of it. And this, look, he wore false teeth. He suffered from a hernia and used this, truss to hold up his insides. And toward the end, these little rings of stainless steel here were enclosed in a prefabricated valve in his failing heart. Here, Zeus, look. I don't say he was a man like an Earthman, but I'd call him a close relative. For he was plagued by most of man's ills. Yet, fragile as he was, he came before you and was superior to you.
That's lunacy. I can give an alternate description for every one of those objects that's equally as inventive as yours. But it would be conjecture. Not proof.
Mama.
What?
What the? Nova!
She... Nova's doll.
Talks!
Here, Nova. Let me have the talking doll. Thank you. Dr. Zaius, would an ape make a human doll that talks?
But I...
Lucius!
Shh, you gorillas! Come here, Zaius! Get over here!
What?
Zaius, you son of a bitch! Come with me! Move! Lucius! Lucius!
Lucius, are you...
I'm fine, Aunt Zira.
Thank the lawgiver.
The lawgiver will be the least of your worries when the council gets through with you.
Shut your damned mouth. Damn! Tell him to stop shooting, Zaius, or I air out your damn skull.
Okay. Ceasefire. Withdraw. By the order of Zaius.
SS would have me shoot a human bastard. Zaius or no Zaius.
Looks like they're finally listening, Dr. Zaius. Still ought to kill you right now. Let's go!
Lucius, you could have been killed!
It took me by surprise. Sneaked up on me while I was watering the horses. What's happened to honor? I got off one round to warn you.
They've taken everything.
Not everything. I left a hostage. How do you feel, Lucius?
Disillusioned. But vindicated. I've been right all along. You can't trust the older generation. It's a matter of values.
All right. Can you do me a favor, Lucius? No orders, I promise.
What is it?
I want you to go around the bend and tell those gorillas their leader is my prisoner.
Yes, I can do that. But they already know that.
I know they know. Say I want a week's supply of food for the woman and myself. A horse, a spade, and 50 rounds of ammunition.
What if they won't agree to your terms?
Then tell them Dr. Zaius won't leave here alive.
Taylor, you can't.
Oh, yes, he can. He's a born killer. Deliver the message.
Taylor?
Go on. Here, Zaius. Sit down. Right here. Now, I'm gonna bind you so you know what slavery feels like.
What are you...
How's that feel? Tight enough for you? There. You shouldn't get loose anytime soon. Now, Minister of Science, allow me to explain certain principles of stress and strain that I've just employed. Remember, if you exert pressure to remove these bonds, you'll choke yourself to death. It'll be suicide. Get it?
Yes, I get it.
Taylor, please, don't treat him that way.
Why not?
It's humiliating.
Wasn't I humiliated by all of you? Didn't you lead me around on a leash?
That was different. We thought you were inferior.
And now you know the truth. Cornelius has beaten you, Doctor. He proved it. The man preceded you here. You owe him your science, your language, whatever knowledge you have.
Then answer me this. If man was superior, why didn't he survive?
I don't know. He might have been wiped out by a plague, natural catastrophe, like a fiery storm of meteors. Who knows? From the looks of this part of your planet, I'd say the meteors were a fair bet.
But you can't be sure.
He is. Zaius knows. He knew all the time, long before your discovery. He knew. Fender of the Faith, shit. Guardian of the terrible secret, more likely. Isn't that right, Doctor?
But I know a man was written long ago, set down by the wisest ape of all. Our lawgiver, Cornelius, open my breast pocket.
Okay.
Remove the parchment. Read it to him. 23rd scroll, 9th verse.
Beware the beast, man, for he is the devil's pawn. Alone among God's primates, he kills for sport or lust or greed. Yes, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, drive him back into his jungle lair, for he is the harbinger of death.
There it is. I found nothing in that cave to alter that conception of man. And I still live by its injunction.
Taylor, I have your horses. What?
Stay where you are! You can't hide behind a horse that's firm, a human.
Go on, stupid gorillas. They think you're behaving foolishly. I must say I agree. Where will you go?
Shh. I'll start by following the shoreline. And my nose.
But suppose you find nothing but wasteland. How will you survive?
He won't survive. Do you know what sort of life awaits you out there, Taylor? That of an animal. If you aren't eventually hunted down and killed by apes, some jungle beast will devour you.
Then there is another jungle.
Of course, you could return with us. Our society might find a place for you and your mate.
Yeah, sure. In a cage.
Where else? But in a cage, does man belong?
No, thanks. I'll take freedom myself. Come on, Nova. Let's go see what we can see. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on, horse. Whoa, whoa. Come here, Nova. There you go. All right. Zira, Cornelius, Lucius, would you like to come along?
We can't.
It's better than going to prison for heresy.
They can't convict us for that. You proved our innocence. Besides, his culture is our culture.
Okay. Good luck, then. Dr. Zira, I'd like to kiss you goodbye.
All right. But you're so damned ugly. Good luck, Taylor.
God bless you both. Lucius?
I think you're making a mistake.
That's it. Keep him flying.
What?
Flags of discontent. It's the only thing that ever gets changed, Lucius. And Dr. Zaius, don't try to follow us. Pretty handy with a gun.
Of that I'm sure. All my life, I've awaited your coming and dreaded it. Like death itself.
Why? From the first, I've terrified you, Doctor. And in spite of every sign that I'm an intelligent being who means you no harm, you continue to hate and fear me. Why?
Because you are man. And you were right. I have always known about man. From the evidence, I believe his wisdom must walk hand in hand with his idiocy. His emotions must rule his brain. He must be a warlike animal who gives battle to everything around him, even himself.
What evidence? No weapons were found in the cave.
The Forbidden Zone was once a paradise. Your breed made a desert of it ages ago.
And we're back at the beginning. Wonderful. I still don't know the why. Planet where apes evolved from men. World turned wrong side up. A puzzle with one piece missing.
Don't look for it, Taylor. You may not like what you find.
Shit. Why? Does it really matter now anyway? Come on, Tova.
There he goes.
Cornelius! Vera! Untie me!
Yes, sir!
They're gonna let us go after all, Nova. Well, let's not give them any reason to change their mind. Come on.
Sergeant, get your explosives. We are going to seal the cave.
Yes, sir.
Seal the cave?
That's correct. And you will both stand trial for heresy.
But the proof? The doll?
In a few minutes, there will be no doll. There can't be. I'm sorry.
You mustn't. You gave your word.
What I do with no pleasure.
Dr. Zaius, this is inexcusable. Why must knowledge stand still? What about the future?
I may just have saved it for you.
What will he find out there, Doctor?
His destiny.
Oh, so, Nova, where to? The future awaits. We have 100-foot cliffs on our left and an ocean on our right. And all the time in the world. At least I can spend it with you, Nova. What? Over there? Yeah, I see it. My old profession, green mint safe. Green mint gold. Whatever that outcrop is ahead, it's really green. Jeez. Figures. Shit. So much for finding the truth. It's like Zayas blew it all up and buried it. Hope Cornelius and Zira survived the Inquisition. We better keep moving. Come on.
Ha! Ha!
Whoa! 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 What's that ahead? Slow down, horse. You see it, Nova? Strange shape for a cliff. Whoa! What in the hell? My God.
You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you! Damn you all to hell!
And what, you may ask, did this talking man from tomorrow find? This Taylor. The bastion of his misery and the harbinger of the missing piece to this historical puzzle that he hath quested for rested before him, corroding, half buried in the sweep of the tides. The icon of his people towered over 100 feet in the air above this Taylor, the Statue of Liberty. Liberty for man, his very nation, his people, sent him to the stars to witness its own demise in a twisted poetic justice that only the bestial race of man could devise. His very own nuclear fires cleansed our world of the majority of his taint, along with most of the planet's life over 2,000 years ago. Man was left mute and dumb, as evidenced by this Taylor's mute female companion, Nova. Yet the ape survived his hellfire. Weep not for this man, whom has finally beheld the light of truth. The truth has delivered him and allowed him to finally see. This is his earth, and he is the last criminal left of his warmongering species to witness the causal effects of he and his damnable kind. Yet even in the fires of evil, and mark my words, man is evil. A seed of good might grow and prosper. The rise of the simian from the fires of man's hell sprang forth the glory of the planet of the apes. And what of the future? The future, much like a many-laned highway built of man, travels forward. One by his own volition may change lanes and in turn change his fate. Choose your lanes wisely, my simian brothers and sisters. Man did not.
Thank you. new world. Riding a horse. Landon would have been proud. Dodge would have loved the chance. What if they both died here? And I survived. No, no. I survived. Found love in a garden of Eden. Surrounded by sentient hell. And I was free now. Free to live. Or so I thought. And that thought was short-lived. Let me tell you, fleeting would better describe the fault than the hope I had. And I surrounded the rocky bend and came upon a freaking nightmare. The Statue of freaking Liberty loomed over.
Finally, is it over yet?
Will you calm down, Venusia? I paused the recording.
There's more.
Will you stop?
Can I take off this monkey suit now?
It's not a...
I know. Just play the damn recording. Hell of a way to celebrate our ending nuptials. Listening to a recording from a piece of space debris in the belt of Orion.
There can't be much more of it.
You don't actually believe that.
Out here? In the periphery of the colonized worlds? Anything is possible.
The main planet of the Apes, Monkey Planet, was my future. The crowning achievement of my people, the United States of America, was a piece of rotting history now. Now, Mary's looming before me. She seemed to laugh at me. Goddamn Statue of Liberty, corroded and melted and buried in the goddamn sand. And I'll wait like the forbidden zone 2,000 years for my tongue! And laughing at that man and his ignorance. Give me your tires, your wheat, your huddle, man. And wait, just a few years, just freaking wait, we'll split the goddamn atom, solve the Earth's energy problem, stop our enemies and ourselves. Wait but a few years, just a few years, from water centuries with ceiling and time. What is one life worth measuring? Thank you.
Kevin, come on. We have to get moving. The Gorilla Army is the ace of new thing.
What?
Gorilla Army?
Mutant City?
No, but Kevin, hold on, Brent. I have to do this. They're only at the gate. You have a couple more minutes.
Brent?
No more deep.
Brent?
Thus ends the Broken Sea audio production, Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling. Thank you for listening. Return to us again soon for Beneath the Planet of the Apes, coming in 2008. Good evening.
Starring in tonight's episode, Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver. Bill Holweg as Taylor. Natasha Lathrop as Dr. Zira. Gareth Preston as Dr. Zayas. Stephen J. Cohen, Colin Snow, Stevie Farnaby, and Bill Holweg as various gorillas. And Colin Snow as Brent. And John Dane as the astronaut, Hercule. And Robin Carlyle as the astronaut Venusia.
I want to send a special shout out to Glenn Sheets, who played Lucius, because Glenn rocks. And I just wanted to say thank you, brother.
I would also like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver. For tonight's lesson, And tonight's lesson from the Lawgiver was composed by the man of lessons from the Lawgiver himself, James Akiya, who composed tonight's lesson. And Jack Ward and Shannon Hilge for their support of Planet of the Apes, and for putting them on the Sonic Society. If you haven't listened, check out the Sonic Society. I'd also like to thank Dave Ballard for the interview he did, Broken Sea, in our Planet of the Apes production, in the Simian Scrolls, the most awesome Planet of the Apes fanzine on the face of the planet. Thanks, Dave. Oh, thanks for the CDs, too. Thank you all for listening to this over the past year. This has been a true dream of mine to make, and I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening. Jack and Shannon at Sonic Society, the new Audio Talk Forum. I really want to thank the POTA Yahoo groups for all the help, for the listening, the fan base, Rich Henley and the Hassline page, James with his Lessons of the Lawgiver, which just added something to this. If you haven't read the Lessons from the Lawgiver, they came out this past year every Friday. Now they've got the Cornelius Journals. I want to thank Hunter Goatleaf for his wonderful website with all sorts of ape-related stuff. And a shout-out to the Zounds group and the Bauer Records group. I started writing this last December before we even had a website or a Yahoo group or anything. And I want to thank my wife Gina and my grandkiddos, who you've heard throughout this, Draven and Kyra. And I want to thank Paul and Mark and Dave from the exec team at Broken Sea and all our fans and all the actors that have been in this. And I want to send a special shout out to Glenn Sheets, because he rocks. And stay tuned for more. Thank you again. I can't say enough how much I appreciate you listening. And this is kind of hard ending this production, even though we're going on, even though we're going to have some more ape-related stuff soon, because I started this here in West Texas, where I'm sitting in front of my computer on Sunday, getting ready to watch the Giants and Packers play on TV, and it's just bizarre sitting here, and something I started last December of 2007, it's now January of 2008, and I'm finally winding this thing up. Hope you've all enjoyed it. Thank you again. This has been Bill Holwig here in West Texas. Take it easy and stay groovy. And yes, there will be more apes coming to Broken Sea Productions. www.brokensea.com.
Until then, there must be no regrets, no tears, no anxieties. Just go forward in all your beliefs and prove to me that I am not mistaken in mine.
Doctor Who, starring Mark Kalita as the Doctor.
Curiouser and curiouser.
You know me, Doctor? Good. A doomed man should know his assassins.
I am notoriously hard to kill.
Time's champion has entered a new dimension of adventure.
But that's impossible. I was there when Zack recorded the log. We all were, including the Doctor.
No doctors are mentioned in the log.
How can that be?
The visions, they're back. So much fear, so much death.
He is called the Doctor. You are to be the vehicle of his salvation. 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 Salvation.
Doctor Who, coming to Broken Sea Audio Productions, January 2008. BrokenSea.com.